Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
This is the Overdrive on Chai FM, and we're now going to be chatting to Dr. Daniel Israel, who's going to give us the latest COVID update. But before we get to the update, Doctor, and welcome to the show, of course, I just want to read you a message we received from one of our listeners. Ruth Friedman writes, she has read a report that the current vaccine is not effective for the new strain. Now, this is obviously something that's concerning everybody, and there are these reports that are floating about that I don't think people should actually be reading if they're not healthcare practitioners. They should rather be listening to healthcare practitioners. So before you get started, Doc, can you please just help us with that particular question regarding the vaccine being reported as not being effective with the new variations?
So, Chad, I think this is probably the most important question one could ask with COVID at the moment, because the consequences of this question are far-reaching. If that is indeed the case, then, you know, we're in for some trouble. We've certainly seen that even with China, which is quite heavy-handed in terms of being able to isolate people, they weren't able to contain the virus. And certainly if we did have a variant here that was resistant to the vaccines, there would be an international problem. As we spoke about yesterday, the short answer to this question is we simply don't know. We don't know whether the South African variant, which has more mutations than the UK variant, for example, will or won't be receptive to the vaccine. The virologists in South Africa think that it will be. They do not think that there will be enough change in the genetic material that the vaccine won't work. But I mean, to their credit and to South Africa's credit, South Africa has been very open in terms of, you know, declaring this variant and showing it to the international community. And obviously the international community has responded and said, well, if there is some chance that this vaccine isn't going to work, we're going to, you know, take a very cautious approach to South Africans, which is why you'll get news reports coming out of, you know, international sources saying that the new strain in South Africa won't respond to the vaccine. But the overwhelming feeling is that it probably will. And that, you know, I certainly read quite a good article that said that even if at the moment it was shown that it wouldn't, changes can be made to the vaccine that means that it would make the vaccine work. So yes, you're right. People should not just believe that, and that just spreads fear. But it is important that they go through this process, because viruses mutate in general, and what's just happening happens to be happening in our country.
And Doc, what else can you tell us regarding what's going on right now? We've heard great news regarding the fact that we are going to be getting some vaccines in this month already, from India, I believe. Can you tell us a little bit more about that?
So India's been a big manufacturer of vaccines, and if you actually look at the rankings of which countries in the world have got out the most vaccines, and I'm not talking about per capita, because interestingly per capita Israel actually is the highest. But just in terms of gross number of vaccines, India is the highest. India has certainly where the vaccines are most accessible. And yes, it's exciting that now we are seeing that there will be a supply of vaccines and hopefully within a month from India. The big question it's wonderful that, as we heard from the Minister of Health a few nights ago, the plan will be to vaccinate the country in the huge rates that we heard, but that would really mean vaccinating 100,000 people a day, which is a huge feat to try and accomplish. What we have seen in the last 24 hours is we have also seen the highest death rate in a day that we've had in South Africa, which is very alarming. But again, this is a consequence of, as I said yesterday, of days past from a week ago or 10 days ago. Remember, when people get COVID, they don't get the complications straight away. So we're still seeing the effects of what happened 10, 14 days ago. We've also seen that, despite where we discussed this yesterday, the large amount of anxiety that the country would go into a hard lockdown, it was confirmed that we are not going into a hard lockdown. And I think that's because the government realizes now that there's a huge need here to control this virus with a lot of caution, but at the same time, not to shut down the economic activity of the country. So very challenging at the moment, probably more than we've ever had. But hopefully we're rising to the challenge.
Doc, and anything else from your side with relation to where we are right now and where we're going to be come the vaccination implementation with regards to these vaccines that are coming from India?
Not really in terms of the ones specifically from India. I mean, it's a lot of speculation at the moment. But the point is that what's very encouraging is that we have the private sector and the public sector working together. And we have the medical aid system saying that, you know, all medical aid patients will be paid for their vaccines, and they will be subsidizing non-medical aid patients or state patients. So with the supply of vaccines from India, we should be able to be seeing a rollout of phase one soon, which will mean that once healthcare professionals have started getting their vaccines, high-risk population groups should also. So, you know, from if you think about it, Chad, where we were 10 days ago, where we didn't even know that South Africa had no plan to get vaccines at all, to really talking about putting it on the table, we just need to see the action now following the talk.
Well, I must be honest, it's a candle that's been lit in a dark room, and we hope that that candle becomes a massive, massive spotlight. Thank you so much for joining us today and for keeping our listeners updated. And I've really enjoyed these chats because it's been able to put into perspective a lot better than what we read. And I think it's so important for our listeners to understand they must always listen to healthcare practitioners who are experts rather than reading and making up their own minds. And for that, I thank you, Doc.
Thanks, Chad.
Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.